seem fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Holly is on vacation in beautiful Hawaii, and I am here with Lisa as usual, and we are thinking it through. We are looking at flu. We are looking at the impact of flu on everybody's lives, and Lisa has been kind enough to share her flu story with us. Are you all finally better from that?
I am finally better. Thank goodness. It just seemed like it was forever. Like time just stopped.
Now, do you feel any advice right now for somebody who is just starting this flu on things that may have worked a little bit personally for you?
Well, the thing is, nothing worked for me. I'm just trying to be honest. But what I would do is I would do the things that Dr. Cass talked about, and people can go to Radio MD to download that. I would go to the segment where you gave things we can do naturally for each symptom. You can also go to Radio MD and download that. Of course, don't go now because we still have good stuff right now. I don't know. I mean, I always eat a lot of onions and garlic, but somehow this one is just untouchable for me. And speaking of untouchable, I have to say it's funny. I got a call from a friend of mine who said, oh, there's a national health show that wants people to be talking about the flu. And I thought they meant as guests. And I thought, oh, that would be fun. So it turns out it's Dr. Oz. But instead, what they wanted me to do is to make some videos talking about how miserable I was. So if people are going to watch Dr. Oz this Friday, you'll see in that, what's the date? It's 18th. You'll see me in the bed. And I'm like, this is the most brutal flu I've ever had. It's pretty funny. I mean, I'm like, going to be on national TV looking not so good. I do clean up well, though, by the way. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. So I'm going to share with the Dr. Oz folks just how bad
this was.
That's funny.
Hey, it goes on the resume, right? It goes on the resume. You've been on Dr. Oz.
You know, I've always wanted to go on Dr. Oz. This is not the way that I wanted it to be.
Yeah, by the way, you're just an expert in the health field, and you've interviewed everybody in the world, and you've done all these wonderful
including
things.
Including his wife just recently, but anyhow, and his daughter last year.
Well, see, now I know the key to success. Get really, get sick and try and get on the air. So you are leading that type of publicity ailment. When I think about the thinking this through with the flu, one of the things that we need to think about is also early intervention. And if you go to the blogs, radiomd.com, in my blog, I also talk about early intervention. One of the things that I do, number one, is I start cranking vitamin C. Beth Zeman was talking about Tamiflu maybe knocking a day off of the duration of flu. I think in natural medicine, we do better when you do antivirals like the black elderberry syrups. It's the listeners out there. There's Gaia Herbs, I think, has probably the best on the market.
Yeah.
But there's Umka is out there. There's a few others, that black elderberry. These are strong antivirals, and they're not like those oreganos that are antifungal and anti-that. They're strictly antivirals, and they decrease the duration and severity. And here's the thing about the black elderberry syrup. It tastes decent because the antiviral botanicals I used before were awful. Oh my God, I used OSHA root and lomatium and hypericum, and they would be in these tinctures and they would burn. And all of a sudden we got this black elderberry syrup. It tastes like jelly and it's good for you.
It feels like
you're cheating. It is really good.
You know,
good.
It's funny because the thing is, though, I had been taking it for like a month up until I got sick. And I actually had a cold a few weeks before the flu. So I'm not saying it doesn't work, but does it work differently for different people? Or
I had the
Gaia.
See, yeah, and Gaia's great, and I think they're the best brand. But here's a common mistake, and let's think this through. Okay, things like echinacea. Echinacea is an immune stimulant. You don't use echinacea to prevent the flu. It will only work is at early onset. Black elderberry is something that you jump on. You can take it preventatively, but it's more something that if you feel it starting, then you start to crank it. You start to take it, and you will cut that duration and severity. And the science behind the natural antivirals, including vitamin C, is that it's a third less severe and a third as long. And boy, you could have used that, but you got to get it early.
See, I gave up. I thought this didn't work.
Now, did you try the really?
I called you, Decker.
Did you try the? Some people call their doctor. Did you try the funny homeopathic oxylococcinum, the one I can actually say.
No, I should have. A colleague of mine, Andrea Donsky, actually told me about that. And and I'd heard you talking about it, I believe, too. And I thought I should have tried. Again, I could not. Everything was fuzzy and blurry. And I thought I would never be well again. I mean, I was not in my right mind. But I will try that next time. I'm knocking on wood. I pray next time is very far away. Well, I never want to get the flu again. See,
Lisa, I think that we found what the problem is, though. I think you dehydrated early. Okay, I think when you dehydrate early in a flu, you got to get an IV. And if you get an IV, everything's better. To the listeners out there, in our clinics, we do a lot of vitamin C IVs and a lot of rehydration. During this latest flu epidemic, I was doing dozens and dozens of IVs where people feel it come on, they get in my office, hydrate them up, do a vitamin C drip. And again, it didn't get rid of the flu, but first of all, the headache and all of that really serious symptom. Lisa, you dehydrated early, I bet on it. And that's why you couldn't keep your head up and you couldn't do it. And look, once you're dehydrated, nothing works. And when you say to the listeners out there, when somebody says to a doctor, I did everything I could for the flu and nothing worked, we think dehydration, because antibiotics don't work well when you're dehydrated. Antivirals, none of it do. It's like the engine is just whirring, but it hasn't gotten a gear to be able to work. And once you hydrate up, the lights go on. So those Pedialytes for those kids, when do babies get in trouble? Lisa, it's when they dehydrate, right?
Ah, yes, that's true.
And we lose that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Decker, I'm kind of switching gears for a second, but there's something that I really want to talk about today. And that was, I'd love to get your perspective on the flu vaccine, because if people go to It's Rocket Science, Ain't Rocket Science. Actually, if you go to www.radiomd.com and then go to It's Your Health and Ain't Rocket Science, you can see a segment we did with Dr. Zeman, an emergency room doctor in the Boston area, who said definitely get the flu shot. I'd just love, before we wrap up here soon, what do you think?
For the record, I do not support the flu shot unless somebody has, because I don't think they work.
I'm very demanding. Tell me why. Really?
That's okay. The downside is I do think there's a danger. I think we find those dangers out from flu vaccines years later sometimes. The other thing is that, there is good prevention. Those medicines in the cupboard that we're using, good food, good sleep. And let me tell you, to add something to this, when my patients get the flu, usually they've earned it. They have stressed themselves. They are not sleeping properly. They are eating crummy food. They did way too much on New Year's Eve, and then they woke up, they did it. Most of my patients have earned their flus. Not everybody, but most of them. And so I like to teach habits. If my patients think I can go out and have any habits in the world and I get a shot and I'll prevent it, it's not going to work. Also, this concept of 62% preventive, the way they calculate those numbers, in my opinion, is highly suspect. So here's what it is. Number one, I do believe flu is preventable, all of it, in the average person. Okay. Number two is flu shots are, let's say they're 62% effective. On who? Where? What's the details of it? Three, there is a risk with every vaccine. Flu vaccines are different every year, so we don't know the risks. They're not studied before they get into the market. And those are the things I look at when we're looking at a flu vaccine. So my answer is still no on the vaccine.
All right. Well, my husband kept saying, you should have gotten your flu vaccine, because I never got sick. And I said, well, even if I had, maybe I would have gotten sick. But now honestly, this was so bad that it makes me think I should get one next year. But we'll have to talk about that again. You have to talk me out of it, because honestly, I never want to feel like that again.
It's still an individual decision. And let's think this through. It's all about that individual decision and doing what's best for you. And that's what we've done in reviewing these things. Don't forget radiomd.com. All these segments are downloadable, and we've got a great blog coming up. But what do we have next week?
Oh, well, I'm so excited, because actually on Wednesday, we've got a wonderful show on fit families. We've got Fred Hahn, who is an expert, and we've also got Amy Hendel. She's wrote Fit Families, Thin Families, Fat Families. Lots of great stuff. I hope you'll be with us again on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Thanks so much for listening.